6. Space respiration. We do not know the actual mechanism of space respiration. We merely observe that all space alternately contracts and expands. This respiration affects both the horizontal extension of pervaded space and the vertical extensions of unpervaded space, which exist in the vast space reservoirs above and below paradise. In attempting to imagine the volume outlines of these space reservoirs, you might think of an hourglass. As the universes of the horizontal extension of pervaded space expand, the reservoirs of the vertical extension of unpervaded space contract, and vice versa. There is a confluence of pervaded and unpervaded space just underneath Nether Paradise. Both types of space there flow through the transmuting regulation channels, where changes are wrought, making pervadable space non-pervadable, and vice versa, in the contraction and expansion cycles of the cosmos. Unpervaded space means unpervaded by those forces, energies, powers, and presences known to exist in pervaded space. We do not know whether vertical, reservoir space is destined always to function as the equipoise of horizontal, universe space. We do not know whether there is a creative intent concerning unpervaded space. We really know very little about the space reservoirs, merely that they exist and that they seem to counterbalance the space expansion-contraction cycles of the universe of universes. The cycles of space respiration extend in each phase for a little more than 1 billion Urantia years. During one phase, the universes expand. During the next, they contract. Pervaded space is now approaching the midpoint of the expanding phase, while unpervaded space nears the midpoint of the contracting phase. And we are informed that the outermost limits of both space extensions are, theoretically, now approximately equidistant from paradise. The unpervaded space reservoirs now extend vertically above upper paradise and below nether paradise, just as far as the pervaded space of the universe extends horizontally outward from peripheral paradise to and even beyond the fourth outer space level. For 1 billion years of Urantia time, the space reservoirs contract while the master universe and the force activities of all horizontal space expand. It thus requires a little over 2 billion Urantia years to complete the entire expansion-contraction cycle.